Hey y'all.
And welcome to the Sorry Not Sorry Generation podcast, where we bring you a not-so-healthy dose of humor and reality as we get our hands dirty with some serious nostalgia and question everything.
Let's dive in.
Hey y'all.
Hey y'all.
It's Misty.
It's Ani.
And today we thought we would celebrate Spotify Wrapped with you by going over our podcast, Spotify Wrapped.
And also talk about and see, because we haven't looked at it yet, our RSS data.
Our RSS information that kind of like details not just Spotify, but all of our streaming platforms, and gives us some data and information about you guys and where you're listening from and what kind of episodes that you're interested in, all that. But first, we are going to start with our Spotify Wrapped. Since it came out, we're actually recording this today. So we are actually recording this the day that Spotify Wrapped came out. So it'll be out for you guys. It's Thursday.
Sorry out for you.
Yeah, so it happened to work out well. We were looking for a shorter episode to do anyway. And here we are. So, Ani, let us start with Spotify Wrapped.
Let's check it out. Go. All right. Your 2024 Wrapped is here. Check it out.
All right.
We've got...
I'm so glad they do this for podcasts, too.
Like it's
really interesting for us to get to see this kind of stuff. All right. Your year, your fans, your show. What's next? Love it. Love it.
Oh, here we go. It's starting.
2024.
Wrapped.
2024 Wrapped. Sorry Not Sorry Generation, your Wrapped season is here.
Fans, we're really loving your show in 2024. Okay.
I hope so.
You took it to a whole new level this year.
We did. I hope that too.
We gained 35% more in followers.
Okay. That's great. That's really good growth for us. So.
Here we go. Give it up for thank you to all of our new fans.
Absolutely.
Yes, obviously.
We got 80% of our listeners are new listeners. That's awesome. Welcome.
No, 80% discovered us this year.
Yeah, right. 80% of our listeners discovered us this year. That's really cool.
Welcome, welcome.
Our fans have a clear favorite.
I have a feeling I know what it is. Probably. Llamas with hats.
Llamas with hats. That wasn't my guess. I assumed it was a Hell of a Boss episode again, but it is llamas.
It was either between llamas or a Hell of a Boss, and I'm just like,
yep.
Y'all
really like those old YouTube videos. That's fair.
Fucking love llamas with hats. Carl!
It was 999% plus more than our average. What the fuck is happening with llamas with hats?
Carl!
99% more than our average episode. The hell kind of numbers are those?
People really like murder llamas, sociopathic llamas? I don't know.
I guess we're going to have to revisit some of those old YouTube videos.
Yeah. Ever wondered who our audience is? Yes.
Yes.
All the time.
Mostly I just assume it's cryptids. So let's break it down. Let's break it down and see. Yetis, swamp things.
Age, all right. We got 18 to 24, 35%. Wow.
25 to 29 is only 14%. 30 to 34 is 16%.
Our own fucking age range doesn't listen to us.
Gen Z listens to us. Gen Z and Gen X listen to us, but fucking millennials don't. I guess 25, is 25 still millennials? 29 would be
29. I want to say 25 would be like the baby millennials.
The millennials, maybe.
The millennials, yeah. The
if you combined the 25 to 29 and the 30 and the 34, you would get 30%, which is still barely second place.
That's true.
So, yeah, but the Gen Z is coming in hard for us. So thank you, Gen Z.
And I love how no one above 55 gives a shit about us. Boomers don't give a fuck.
I'm not surprised. I am not at all surprised. But Gen X is also here for us, so appreciate you guys.
All right, what's next?
Unexpected.
Where in the world have we been?
Yo, if we knew that.
In 2024, our show traveled the globe. You don't say. Streamed in 14 countries.
That's cool.
The US was our top country.
Yep, makes sense.
Are we not going to tell us anything else? Your fans have a great taste, obviously. Yes, it's us.
It's very true.
Other than your show, they also loved... what? Radiolab.
It's showing us other shows they also watched.
Tell Radiolab. Tell them, Steve Dave. And not another D&D podcast.
D&D podcast! And it's probably charting strictly because of me.
The Joe Rogan and Creepcast. Okay.
At least NADPOD, I understand. Their music was nerdcore.
Number one in music for our fans, nerdcore.
Not at all surprised.
Not at all.
Soundtrack?
I contribute to that.
Same.
What is Jersey Club?
I don't know. I don't
like
assume
New Jersey
know.
Or like Sports Club.
Look, we have learned that Spotify just AI generates their words, right? What was it the other day?
For the
Clean
Daylist?
Girl? Didn't you get Clean Girl the other day?
Let me find that again. Please hold. Yeah. That lovely Clean Girl something honky tonk. Girl Netball Wednesday early morning.
Yeah,
the fuck is Netball?
I don't know. I've gotten creepy pasta. I've gotten, I don't know. I don't understand what it is that Spotify is trying to tell us half the time, but whatever it is, I could do without. Because let's be honest, I've gotten creepy pastas. We've gotten, what was it, Cowboy Coastal?
Huh?
Coastal Cowboy or something like that. I think calling you Clean Girl is very disturbing personally, but...
Oh yeah, then remember the granola, the happy folk granola vibes.
Yeah,
Friday early morning.
That's true as well. Yeah, some of them are really strange. All right, what else is it going to tell us?
Let's see. Audiobook genres, sci-fi and fantasy.
Makes sense. All
right.
You probably
romance.
Contribute a great deal to that one, so.
Yeah, probably the romance one too.
Yeah. Kids and family.
Not me.
Not so much, no.
That was not me.
They didn't just listen. 74% of your audience watched video on Spotify this year.
Okay.
You can watch video on Spotify? Shout out to your biggest fans for keeping you at the top of your game.
Woo-woo!
Woo-woo!
You're a top 10!
We are a top 10. That's cool.
We're
a top
show,
10 show for 42.
Fans. Wow. That's what was it last year? 10?
Yeah, it was really low last year. We're the top in the top 10 show for 42 fans. That's so cool. Thank you guys.
That blows my mind. Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Top 5 for 27. Okay.
27 fans. Look, if you guys have us like on, I don't know if Spotify tells you your podcasts, if it gives you a wrap for your podcast, but if it does and it tells you guys that we're in your top 5, please at us like on social media.
Oh, yeah,
let us know. Yeah, for sure. We
That'd
would
be
love
great.
To know that. But for 27 fans, we're in their top 5.
We're the number
we're
one
the
show.
Number one show. That's really cool.
For 8 fans.
8
for all of you 8 fans. Thank you.
I bet Liz is one of them. Like she because I don't know how many I don't think she listens to a lot of podcasts besides us. So I don't really know, but that's really
Nick
cool.
Nick is probably 8, one of them.
8 fans. We are their number one show. That is awesome.
Our top fans listen to us 3.7 times more than our other listeners. Wow.
Okay. That's cool.
That is very cool. What kind of creator are we? Are you going to tell me? You're just going to show me pretty colors.
A well-rounded one?
We are the storyteller.
That's very true.
I mean,
we don't
it's
know
what
when
we
to
wanted.
Shut up.
No, we don't know how to fucking shut up. They have entered the conversation, our fans. Your
All
podcast
right.
rating was 4.5.
Okay. I honestly can't look at it, so I don't know, but that's awesome. The sorry not sorry generation.
Thank you for giving people something to talk about. By all means, talk away. That's cool.
You guys, like, that's so cool. Like, the follower growth of 35%, that's awesome. We've brought in a whole bunch of new listeners. That's really cool. Our rating is fantastic, so we appreciate that. And it's really awesome to be, like, anyone's, even one being one person's top show would have been really cool. But to be eight people's top show, that's really
awesome. Yeah.
We really appreciate that, you guys. That's so cool. I wonder if Spotify does show you your podcast Wrapped. It's like I listen to podcasts. I just don't know if it will show me my...
We have one comment.
From we have a comment?
On Spotify for Llamas with Hats.
Okay.
Cool!
Yeah! Like, that's pretty accurate, to be fair.
Carl! Yeah. Now, we can promise RSS. See where we at with who we're at. Or whatever the fuck. I don't know how to speak today. It's been a day. Alright, analytics. Are you ready for this?
Alright, all right, so RSS.
I put our settings to the last 180 days.
Okay.
In the last 24 hours, we've had 29 downloads, 170 in the past 30 days, 15,000 downloads of all time.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah. It got really popular on 8/31. All right. Apps, directories, and browsers. Pandora is the most used.
Does Pandora do a Wrapped too? Maybe we should fucking pay attention to... Spotify is only 10% of our listeners. SiriusXM and Pandora are dominating. And Pandora is by far number one.
And like, then it's Chrome, then Spotify, then Apple.
And then, like, Apple Music's, like, way... Or Amazon Music's way down there and all that. But we'll have to look into Pandora more because... Holy shit.
Definitely gonna have to look at Pandora. I'm gonna have to make a Pandora for the podcast.
Don't we have one?
For the podcast, do we?
I assume that's how it's getting down. Then again, it's not like we have a GStreamer account.
No.
It's getting... Okay. Someone somewhere is listening to our podcast on Microsoft Xbox. Because it is 0.05%. Kudos to whoever is managing that. I am impressed. And on Audible, of all things. Okay.
iVoox, okay. Listen notes. Yeah.
Then we're moving into our top cities. And you are correct. I was not expecting our top city is to be Helsinki, Finland.
Yeah.
161 downloads in Helsinki. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. I guess if we ever do a live show, we'll have to go to Helsinki.
Right? And apparently DC, because that's the next top city.
Yeah. And then Singapore after that with 138 downloads. Then Johnson City in
Illinois. Illinois.
I was going to say, don't know where that is, but thank you, Johnson City, for 130 downloads. That's really cool. I'm sorry I didn't know where your place was. Los Angeles, after that, makes a lot of sense. Fayetteville.
Fayetteville. Yeah, that's Louisiana.
Okay. St. Louis. I don't know anyone in St. Louis, but you know what? 60 downloads.
Charlotte, Phoenix, Ashburn. Chicago,
Houston.
Reading.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Nothing is going to surprise me as much as fucking Helsinki.
Yep.
But okay.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a huge surprise, but thanks, Helsinki. We really appreciate it.
Oh, we do. And here is our map.
We are all over the United States. We are in Canada. We're in Mexico. We're in Africa. So that's cool. We are in several parts of South America. Looks like Brazil, Chile. We're in the Caribbean.
And Brazil, Chile, and still Brazil. Okay.
Yep. We are in Australia, New Zealand.
We're in
the very
Dominican Republic.
Yeah. We're in Egypt.
Is that Egypt?
Yeah, that's Egypt.
Fuck yeah. We're in Egypt.
And I think that's Saudi Arabia?
Where?
up. No, that is that. No, wait a minute. Hang on.
This one?
Is that Dubai?
This?
Yeah, is that where Dubai is? I think that's Dubai. We're also in India. We are in Portugal, Spain, France, pretty much in every European country by the looks of it, or most
Italy,
of them anyway.
We're in, is that Cyprus?
I think so.
Yeah, that's Cyprus.
No, it's Kronos.
Oh, it's Kronos. All right, we're in Kronos.
We're in, is that Turkey?
That's Turkey, yeah.
We're in Turkey. Okay, okay. Italy. Are we in Armenia yet?
No, we're not.
That is our goal, our future
I know,
goal.
It's right here, and we're not in it. We haven't gotten past this hump.
The next time you know somebody's going to visit Armenia, you tell them to fucking listen to the podcast while they're there.
While they're there? Yeah.
They can listen to the Armenian Dating Show episode while they're there.
Right? It's like, hey.
Send it to other people to listen to.
Let's see.
We have Armenian Heritage Month episodes that they can listen to. Well, that, I'm pretty sure that's Dubai.
Why does that look like tits?
I was going to say look like balls, but sure. I think that's...
That's Dubai. That is Dubai.
I was going to say, because I know Dubai comes up off of the country.
We're in
like that.
India. Ahmedabad.
Sri Lanka.
Bengaluru.
Scroll out a little. I want to see where we are in Asia. We are in Japan.
Is that Japan? No, that's China. Is that China? No.
That's Singapore.
That's Singapore.
Okay. I believe that's Singapore. We're not in South Korea yet, and that's one of my next goals too. Armenia and South Korea are my next. Uh-huh. I could put the really unrealistic goal and be like North Korea.
North Korea.
But no, South Korea.
That's the ultimate goal, is to get into North Korea.
Honestly. So we're in Japan. We're in several parts of Japan. That's Tokyo, Kyoto, Osaka by the looks of it. But we're in several places in Japan, which is really cool. We're also in, are we in Russia?
Are we in Russia? Let's see. Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah, we are. I was going to say, oh, no, we're not.
Multiple places.
We're in two different places. Looks like, I want to say that one of those is St. Petersburg.
Have you heard there's a rumor in St. Petersburg?
Exactly.
Have you heard what they're saying?
I'm going to assume St. Petersburg and Moscow, just because those are the two most likely places for us to be.
I'm looking. Let's see.
We're in, yeah, there's Finland, and it's not... I think it's nice that they have the names of the countries in the original language for the countries, but it does make it really hard to find where these things are.
It's very true. I don't know how to spell that. K-A-3-A-H-B. Okay. I'm sorry for butchering your language, but...
I don't speak Russian. I'm so sorry.
I do not speak this language.
What's really annoying is I'm looking at a map of Russia, and
so am I.
It's not Moscow. I can tell you that. One of them is not Moscow, because Moscow is further down. Kazan, I think, is what it is.
Kazan?
Yeah, K-A-3-A-H-B. It's Kazan.
I honestly
don't know where that is. Actually, let me look at the map again that you're showing me.
Like, Moscow is just diagonally below.
Yeah, so the
that one.
Kazan is one, and then the other one is just not showing up on my map as a major port of anything. But we're not going to point any fingers, because maybe they're not supposed to be listening to us.
Yeah.
So we will leave that alone. I believe we're in Australia as well.
I think we're in St. Petersburg, though. You are right.
Are we? Is that St.
Petersburg? Yeah, that's the one below Helsinki. That's St. Petersburg. And
yep,
then
we are.
Not Estonia. What's below Estonia? Latvia. We're in Latvia.
Are we in Ukraine?
Are we in Ukraine? That was a good question.
You need to go to the left.
I'm getting there.
Yes. Damn. I don't know what Ukraine looks like. The word.
Yes, we're in Ukraine. We so that's are. Kiev right there.
Yeah.
That is, I'm going to assume,
I thought it was Vistinia. No, that's not far enough.
Always. No, it's Lviv.
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 That's cool.
Or around Lviv. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's cool. All right. Oh, by the way, that wasn't Singapore. That was Taiwan.
Taiwan.
We looked at earlier. That's Taiwan.
We're in Vietnam.
Okay, that's cool.
They're sitting down there.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's really cool. Scroll down to Australia, will you? We've seen everywhere else, I think.
We're in
Australia, Perth. And Perth.
Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, and Adelaide.
All right. And all right. We're in New Zealand as well.
Auckland, Christchurch, and New Plymouth. All right.
We're not in Hobbiton yet, so we got to work on that.
No, we are not going to do extended cut versions of Lord of the Rings. That will take days.
10,000 years. 10,000, because that was at one point a series we had on our list of ones we were thinking about
doing.
Lord
of the Rings, yeah. But
and
like,
Lord of the Rings is so long. Not that like the 8 episodes we did for Harry Potter isn't also really long, but still. The 16
but we didn't like but we didn't do the extended cut versions of the movies. We just did the regular theatrical releases.
That's
imagine
true.
Doing the director's cut or like the extended cuts of Lord of the Rings that are already long as fuck.
Mm-hmm. In all honesty,
we're in Edmonton. I love you, you are our fans, but I fucking hate your team.
Ani has a personal grudge. It is not extended to the people there. It is not extended to our listeners and the people there, just specifically.
And if you are an Oilers fan, I am sorry. I am sorry that you have Draisaitl and you have Kane and you have McDavid. I am sorry you have these people on your team because I fucking hate them all. But that is your opinion. They are your team. It's fine. You're our listeners. That counteracts the hate for Edmonton Oilers. But still, I fucking hate the Oilers.
But we are in quite a few places. What else do we have besides the map, Bonnie?
I was going to show you this. See, we're in Anchorage.
Oh, our Yeti has a friend.
Yes, but we have
it's one a second Swamp Thing. Oh, but we can't call this one Swamp Thing. That's not a swamp. It'll be the creature from the Blue Lagoon.
The Blue Lagoon. All right.
The creature from the Blue Lagoon. We have a Yeti who lives in a park.
The Yeti moved from the outskirts of the airport to Hillcrest Park. And we have...
We can zoom in a bit on these things.
And welcome to our creature from the Blue Lagoon of Cheney Lake.
Yeah. Welcome additional cryptids. That puts us at what? 3 cryptids?
3.
Swamp
I'm,
thing,
I'm going to go check our Nebraska guy. Or is it Tennessee? I think it was Nebraska.
I hope our Swamp Thing is still...
Well, we have a river. We have a river dragon.
We have a river creature. Oh, my God. Okay.
On the South Loop River. All right. We've got... Now it's 4.
We have 4 cryptids.
I can't remember where our Swamp Thing was.
I'd have to go back and listen to previous episodes. All right, so let's move on to downloads and things in our RSS feed.
The most popular download time and day of the week is Saturdays at
10 a.m.
10 a.m. Okay.
All right. I was expecting it more like Mondays at 8 a.m., but sure.
Yeah, does that mean we have to release more on, we have to change our release dates to Saturdays at 10?
No. I don't think so. It's just ready and available for people who to look at on Saturday.
All right. Obviously.
Most people are listening to us on their phones, which makes sense.
75% on the computer, on their phones, 22 on the computer. I'm guessing the smart speaker is like Alexa?
Yeah, I would assume so. Okay. And some people listen to us on TV. Are most of those people have an Apple phone, and then
okay, the Android phone to Apple phone percentage is all of 0.12 difference.
The thing I think that surprises me the most is that the Apple Music wasn't very high in the download portion.
And it was Pandora.
Yeah, so I guess Pandora might work on Apple, I assume?
Yeah, Pandora works on Apple. Okay.
So that's really cool, you guys. Like, that's, we love, like, seeing this kinds of stuff. And does it tell us, like, episodes? Information about, like, the individual episodes?
Yep. Here we go. Sort by newest. Or do you want by most downloaded? Most downloaded?
Yeah, most downloaded. I'm going to assume Llamas for that.
No. Hell of a Boss.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's always Hell of a Boss, though. But which is great. I love Hell of a Boss. I'm always very happy that it's Hell of a Boss. Hell of a Boss, as of today, has 1,724 downloads, which is a lot more than the next one below it, which is Llamas with Hats at 1,048 downloads. So that's pretty cool. That's really awesome. Hell of a Boss dominates the top five. Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We only have 4 Hell of a Boss episodes and of our top five. It is all of them and then Llamas with Hats. That makes a lot of sense. What's odd to me is that Llamas with Hats did phenomenally, but Charlie the Unicorn only has 157 downloads. It's odd to me, but sure.
So based with the Hell of a Boss, Llamas with Hats, Greek Wedding, Grinch being like our most downloaded. Are you getting an idea of people's humor?
For sure. Interestingly, all of those episodes came out in 2023. That's interesting.
Okay.
I also noticed something.
Yes.
That they're all shorter episodes.
Short episodes.
Yeah. It's not our 3-hour Odyssey episodes. It is almost all of them, but one is under an hour. I guess we need to try some more short form content is what I'm seeing.
Let's see how today's episode goes. This is
short. Yeah. So I guess we're going to have to try, based on these analytics, I guess we'll try some shorter form content episodes. And so we'll have to try some different things out and go from there. But 15,000 minutes of download or minute.
No, it's how many times an episode was accessed or played by listeners.
The 15,000 times?
Yeah.
Fuck, okay.
Yeah, it's not in minutes. It's all time.
I just thought that was how many minutes of, like, listening.
No. That's how many times people downloaded or listened to download a show. Yeah.
My curiosity is that, is it only counting downloads? Like, when I listen to podcasts and stuff like that, I don't download an episode. Like,
by download, it's probably, it says downloads indicate how many times
episode is accessed or played. Okay. Because I'm like, I don't download my podcast episodes, so I don't want it taking up room on my phone for that. But yeah, 15,000 times our podcast has been played is pretty damn cool, to be honest.
I think it is.
Yeah, that's pretty damn cool. Thank you guys so much just for listening to the podcast and for everything. Like, our analytics this year are a lot different than the ones we had last year. And that's really cool for us. Our top rated city isn't even in the United States, which is a huge jump for us.
It's in Finland!
Helsinki, that is a huge surprise, but an awesome one. So I guess at some point we'll have to visit Helsinki because that's really cool. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to us. We always really appreciate it. You're more than welcome at any point to reach out to us on Instagram at the Sorry Not Sorry Generation. You can go to our website, find our email information and things like that too. If you want to hit us up and just say, hey, you can comment on Spotify if you want. You can reach out to us from other platforms. I guess we might have to get more engaged in Pandora.
Because,
wow, that we didn't quite know all of that, but we really appreciate that you guys listen to us, and not just like locally for us, but all over the world. It's really cool for us, and we really appreciate it. So
thank you guys, much appreciated
so much for another really amazing year. We are working on our what is the next year going to be? Is it our fourth year as a podcast, or
yes, third year? It is our fourth year as a podcast, March.
Yeah. Yep. Which is wild because Ani and I put a lot of time into planning the podcast before we started it. Like, we were working on it in like January or something like that. So
yes.
Yeah. So it was, it's been a lot. It's been a lot of learning. It's been a lot of doing new things, trying new things. I can definitely say I've seen things I've never seen before in both a good and a bad way. I don't know if I'll ever get the images of Pooh, Blood, and Honey, the movie, out of my head. But I can say I've started to see Star Wars now because of this. I've actually managed to show Ani some shows she hasn't seen before. We've played games. We've explored trivias and histories and cultures. And we've done all kinds of different things. Every year, we just kind of do something new and different and try some new things, see what works and what doesn't. And yeah, this is really cool for us, guys. So as we move into the next year of the podcast, we're going to... Sorry, Ani just brought up the Pandora analytics, which is pretty cool. We have 415 listeners on Pandora.
In the last year. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And 45 thumbs up and 43 thumbs down. Okay.
I'm ignoring them.
Yes, that's fine. I'm just surprised at how close they are. That's weird, but sure. Yeah. Okay, that's really cool. But yeah, thank you guys again just so much for listening to us and for just engaging with us in any way. That's really cool. We really appreciate it. If you want to keep up to date with what the podcast is doing, you can hit us up on Instagram. If you have ideas for things you want us to do, things you want us to watch, games you want us to play, things like that.
Topics you want us to discuss.
Yeah, topics you want us to discuss, whatever. If you have an idea of something you'd like to see us do, please feel free to hit us up because more than likely we will do it. Because we love to hear from you guys. It's really nice to hear from you guys and to see things like these analytics and stuff like that. Just see the people that are engaging with us, even though we don't like actually get to physically see you. So that's really cool for us. So thank you guys for everything. We really appreciate it. And
maybe one day I can share how truly fucked up my sense of humor is. But today is not that day. Because I would probably either get sent to the loony bin or I'd probably just be sent
away. Just away. Miscellaneous away. They're just going to throw a dart at a map and just send you there.
Just get rid of her.
Put her in a crate. It's fine. Throw her in the ocean. She'll end up where she needs to be. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening and engaging and sticking with us for another year on the podcast. And we will see you next time.
Next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Tune in next week for more fuckery because we have some serious questions and concerns.